episode 2517 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Day Game Hunter, and welcome. So, you're an older professional. Maybe you're a younger one, too. You have to fight ageism. That's what this show is about. Hope you find it helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to it or watch it. It does make a difference. And remember, Spotify, it's a video podcast, and it's in the top 10% of all, let me repeat that, of all video podcasts in the world. And with that, we'll be back in just one moment. Ageism exists. And Resume Builder published a survey where nearly 40% of hiring managers acknowledged reviewing applicants' resume with age bias. Within that survey, they pointed out that 80% of those managers indicated that they have concerns about taking on employees who are 60 and older and under the age of 25. So if you've been working for more than a quarter of a century, you know, 25 years or more, do not list every bit of experience you have in your resume. Because they're really only interested, employers are really only interested in the most recent and relevant information. So as a general rule, try to keep your resume to 2, maybe 2.5 pages. Instead of putting your entire address there, just indicate city, state, and zip code. Take graduation dates out of your resume, unless it's from a pedigree school. Move your degree toward the end, and just basically indicate where you went to school and what degrees you have. And if you have additional education after school, you can list that there as well. Email addresses, don't use Hotmail, don't use AOL.com, you know, use a Gmail address. This is one of those classic ageist things, as though you have out-of-date technology skills, but make sure you stay current. And current basically translates into relevant for your industry and field. Maximize the use of your network. And with your network, don't just simply think of age contemporaries. Think of those younger as well as those older than you as being part of who you network with. Former employees, former subordinates, former leaders of organizations are great people to network with. There are age-friendly organizations, and you can look for a certification from the Certified Age-Friendly Employer Program. You know, it will indicate that they are less biased than others. And while you're searching, don't neglect government agencies. You have a great shot there. Now, on the federal government level, you have to have a different kind of resume that's very thorough and very detailed. And I'll have a link to it, an interview that I did with someone named Catherine Troutman, who's got a multi-edition book out on federal resumes. And you know, I'll simply say, working for government, whether it's federal, state, or local governments, you are also less likely to be discriminated against. Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. There's a ton in the blog that can help you. I'm hired by people to provide no BS career advice. And in doing so, I help with job search, hiring more effectively, management, leadership, career transitions, and resolving workplace issues. If you're interested in my coaching, you can schedule time for an introductory call, which I call a discovery call. Schedule time for coaching. Find out about my courses, books, and guides at my website, thebiggamehunter.us. There is a ton there that can help you. Also, connect with me on LinkedIn. My network will probably be larger than yours. My page there is linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Have a terrific day and be great.